Support for Classical Music According to Yehuda comes from the Lathrop Communities, serving older adults in the Quaker tradition for over 25 years, offering independent living on two campuses in Northampton and East Hampton, Massachusetts. Lathrop.Kendall.org. In today's Classical Music According to Yehuda, Alan Chartok and Yehuda Hanani continue their conversation about female composers.
The next composer, woman composer, is Maria Teresa von Paradis, or Paradis, depending on the language. Another composer who knew Mozart, but could not see him because she was blind. She was born in Vienna, 1759. She was the child of the counselor to the court of Empress Maria Teresa,
wow,
and was named after her, Maria Teresa von Paradis. When she was 9, she became blind. One of the doctors who tried to treat her, to save her, was Dr. Mesmer, the inventor of magnetism and mesmerism, the famous, or notorious, depending on what you know about him. Her teachers included Salieri,
Mozart.
And by the age of 15, she was performing as a pianist and a singer, just like Marianne Martinez. Apparently, this was the style of the day. You taught your daughter in the aristocratic circles. You taught the piano, you taught them voice, you taught them painting.
By the way, that sort of thing lasted right up until the present time.
Absolutely.
Yeah. We live in a house, just so you'll know, which is owned by a famous judge, Judge Dewey, who was the presiding judge at the Lizzie Borden trial.
Mm-hmm.
And his 3 daughters, one of them went to the law, but the others, one was a famous horticulturalist and the other was somebody who taught piano to everybody.
Yeah,
it was in our very house.
Interesting. It was not meant for professional purposes. It was just for your own enlightenment, for your own education.
Quite right, yes.
Right, yeah. So she played concerts in concert rooms, in salons. We have to remember that she was blind. And she played more than 60 sonatas and concertos from memory. Haydn wrote a piece, a concerto for her. Salieri wrote an organ concerto for her. And in 1783, she visited Mozart in Salzburg while she was touring. It was a tour that lasted 3 years. We have to remember, touring today is, you know, you get on the plane, you have a concert in Paris, you can be home back in America
in two, 3 days. But they also tour on buses, you know. Touring is what musicians do now. They can't sell CDs, so they tour.
But in those days, you went on the road and you were
you
gone.
You stayed on the road.
You stayed on the road for 3 years. And the roads were unpaved, and you went in carriage, and hotels were awful, and meals were terrible. It was not an easy life.
Do we know anything about her personal life at all?
Well, this is all personal.
Her musical side. I mean, did she have lovers?
I don't think a blind woman who was touring in those days could really sustain a home life.
Oh.
But I don't think she was married. That's for sure.
Okay.
So during this tour, this long tour, she visited Mozart. She traveled to Switzerland, to France. She played 14 concerts in Paris. The interesting thing about her, Alan, is that she was involved in the opening of the first school for the blind in Paris, 1785. In London, she played Handel's fugues to King George III, and she accompanied the Prince of Wales, who was a cellist, all by heart.
No kidding.
Her opera was produced in Prague. Can you imagine a blind woman in those days writing an opera? How did she do it? God knows. It was produced in Prague in 1797.
Now, she had some money so she could have some help in recording all of this.
Yeah. She wrote 5 other operas. All are gone, all are lost. Most of his music is gone. The charming Sicilian that we are going to hear is attributed to her, and it really is a gem of a beautiful, delicate kind of music, like a little flower. So let's listen to the Sicilian by Maria Teresa von Paradis.
Thank you.
That was Sicilienne by Maria Teresa von Paradis, performed by the Castle String Quartet. Before that, Alan Chartok speaking with cellist Yehuda Hanani. To learn about Yehuda's Close Encounters with Music series in Great Barrington, Massachusetts, visit cewm.org. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.